The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. I'm David Duvall, and I'm quite ready and willing to bring you The Piano Matters, performances of the great masters, the lesser masters, and so many fine pianists who work hard for us, who bring the known and the neglected to your ear every week. Same time, same station, and thank you for joining us. Think of what a Tolstoy could say. The ballet is simply a lewd performance. Well, good thing the demonic count died in 1910, or he would have seen in this century many more lewd performances than ballet. Let's begin with the Musette and Rondo, R-O-N-D-E-A-U. Though it's not a rondo in the sonata form, but it's a dance form from the French court. And it's by the great Frenchman Rameau. As with so many others, the works of Bach obliterated Rameau's. Rameau had a long life. Born 2 years before Bach, he lived on 14 more years after Bach's death in 1750. For you, I have Simone Bartow, an American-born pianist and a very interesting personality. I knew him at Juilliard, and it's a spirited performance of the Rameau, Gavotte, and Rondo. Thank you. Simone Bartow in the Musette, and Rondeau by Jean-Philippe Rameau. And Rameau is a composer that I think Debussy actually liked more than Bach, if you read his criticisms. This is The Piano Matters with its endless literature. Every day it grows, and in many countries. Vladimir Horowitz once said to me, if people don't practice, what do they do? And I think every pianist understands this comment. Ah, Oscar Wilde, of course. Man, he says, is a reasonable animal who always loses his temper when he is called upon to act in accordance with the dictates of reason. How would you like to hear a bit of Horowitz? 3 minutes, 20 seconds worth, as a matter of fact. And what playing, what phrasing, what pedaling he lavishes on this quite unknown work by the great Liszt. It's called Impromptu, with the subtitle Nocturne. It's an F-sharp major, a very favorite key of Franz Liszt. Hearing Horowitz play so succulently, I went to the piano, tried it myself, and realized how much imagination it takes to bring its measures to life, as the great Volodya did so well. This is David Dubal, and glad to have you listening with me at our station. As Gustav Holst, wonderful composer of the planets and much else, said to his daughter, music making as a means of getting money is hell. Yes, it is. But we must persist, as we do at our station, which makes music for you. All you do is flip the switch, and glory hallelujah comes your way. What would you do, frankly, if we went under? Oh, don't let that happen. Keep it going, please. We need you. Mozart is unique. The greatest prodigy in music. In 30 years of heated creation from age 5, he must have composed more than 3,200 separate movements. Just writing it all down from ear to brain to quill and paper. Bless that man. But was he really human? We haven't heard Ted Jostelson for a long time. So let's rectify that. And the American-born pianist will be heard in the third movement of Mozart's wonderful K-311, Sonata in D major.
Thank you.
And it was Ted Josselson in Mozart's third movement of the Sonata K-11. Well played, I thought, but what did you think? Born in 1936 was Nikolai Kapustin in Russia. I think he lives now in London. I'm going to listen to a new recording of his Variations, Opus 41. The mixture, as most of his music is, of jazz, pop, and many other aspects, as you may hear. The theme, though, is no less than the bassoon opening of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. But soon it becomes a real tour de force of variation form, and very effective, played by an admirably young and gifted pianist named Reed Tetzloff. One of his teachers at the Manus College of Music must be proud of him, and her name, Pavlina Dokovska. Thank you. We just heard Reed Tetzloff, a young pianist probably around 24, the Variations, Opus 41, by Nikolai Kapustin. And it was heard on an album which contains several pianists from Ming Kwan's The Center for Musical Excellence. It's an MSR Classics release. I'm David Dubal, listening closely with all of you to The Piano Matters. The business of the novelist, says Schopenhauer, is not to chronicle great events, but to make small ones interesting. And I say, the business of the pianist is to make every measure of a piece interesting and artistic and well played. I think this will now happen with the distinguished American pianist Garrick Olson, who plays for us the Etude in B-flat minor, Opus 8, number 11, by Scriabin. And there it was, Garrett Golson bringing to life the etude in B-flat minor of Scriabin. What a smoldering flame lies under these slow and romantic bars. Bach is next on our agenda, Pablo Casals said. I need Bach at the beginning of the day almost more than I need food and water. Samuel Feinberg is one of the finest of Russian pianists. I think he died in 1960. He was, I believe, the first to present the entire Well-Tempered Clavier to the Russian public in the 1920s. Listen to his expressive, imaginative performance of the Prelude and Fugue in A minor, so different from Glenn Gould or Pollini or so many other pianists. Here is Samuel Feinberg.
Thank you.
Samuel Feinberg in Book 2, Well-Tempered Clavier, 20th Prelude and Fugue, A minor. I love that key of A minor, always autumnal to me. This is The Piano Matters. I'm your host, David Dubal. Hope you're enjoying my musical offerings. Nostalgia is a lyric by Wim Stasius Muller. I've had his own performance on the show. He's the creator of over 200 Antillean dances, probably the greatest composer ever born in the Netherlands Antilles. Well, the marvelous pianist himself, as I've said, and I'm pleased to give you the superb Chinese pianist, Ming Xie. The spelling is X-I-E, but don't forget him because he is a rising star in that trite phrase. Well, when he was in Curacao, he met Wim Muller and played for him Nostalgia. He told me the moment he had heard this piece, he had to learn it. And here is 1 minute and 35 seconds of pure slow dance Nostalgia. Nostalgia, played by Ming Xie. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe said, like everything which is not the involuntary result of fleeting emotion, but the creation of time and will, any marriage, happy or unhappy, is infinitely more interesting and significant than any romance, however passionate. So here is a citation to ponder. We continue in the vein of nostalgia. We hear Earl Wilde's marvelous transcription of Rachmaninoff's song, Opus 34, number 14, the celebrated Vocalise. And it's in the hands of the late Grant Johannesson. Such limpid beauty. What a melody. Played by Grant Johannesson, the vocalese by Rachmaninoff. Okay, friends, some good hearty Haydn is coming your way. In 1809, the year of the death of the great master, the French, under Napoleon, of course, bombarded Vienna for the second time within the decade. In the Haydn household, he told his terrified servants, "Don't be frightened, children. Where Haydn is, no harm can come to you." I love that. For your listening pleasure, we will listen to the late Nadia Reisenberg in the first movement, Allegro, of the 60th Sonata, Hoboken 50, by Franz Joseph Haydn, born March 31, 1732, the same year as our George Washington. Thank you. Nadia Reisenberg doing a splendid reading of Haydn's Sonata No. 60 in C major. This was a Russian pianist who absolutely grasped the idiom of Haydn. Join me next week for another The Piano Matters. I think we had a well-packed hour, but I need you to remember at all times when The Piano Matters is on, tie the proverbial string to your finger, but please join me next week. Same time, same station. It's a tribute to the piano, the program is, and the concert pianists who learn some of the most difficult music ever conceived. I think you'll enjoy my offerings if it's the first time you've listened. Beethoven wrote a letter to Johann Nepomuk Hummel. "Never come near me again," he said. "You are a faithless cur, and may the hangman take all faithless curs." Hummel would eventually return to Beethoven's good graces. This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. The Piano Matters is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. The associate producer and engineer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, log on to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible in part from the support of the listener members of WWFM, the Classical Network.